Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Happy Hump Day. It's Avery and Reader here on Fox FM for more mornings, as it is the first day of December already.
I know. November just kind of flew by, and all of a sudden December's here, and now it officially feels like Christmas time.
It really does. And another time of year it feels like is definitely winter. I got some snow yesterday. People probably eager to clean off the decks potentially this morning or rolling into tonight. I know that I didn't have time last night because I ended up having like a 3.5 hour nap.
Yeah, naps are good.
Oh, they are. I don't know what it is about this time of year, but I always find that I sleep better during this time of year.
It doesn't matter if there's snow on the ground or none. I can sleep very well in the middle of the day when I need a nap.
Doesn't matter what time of year it is, what the environment is like. You're all set. You can nap in any sort of circumstance.
Definitely.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh, no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
If you're still looking to get entered in for the Smoke and Smoker contest, all you got to do is find us in Norquay or in Kenora this upcoming Saturday. Specifically in Norquay on Saturday, we're going to be at Santa Day.
Yeah, coming up, it's going to be a fun afternoon into the evening. Santa's going to be at Bell Park from 3 to 5. There's going to be hot dogs and hot chocolate at MLJ Accounting from 4 to 6. Sleigh rides from 2:30 to 5. And then as it gets dark, coming up 6:15 Saturday, there will be fireworks behind the whistle stop.
That's going to be a blast. And yes, you can text in the code for the Smoke and Smoker giveaway to 306-783-3699. And you might as well send us those scary Santa pics as well, considering that Santa's going to be there on Saturday, because you could take home a $25 co-op gift card with
that'd
as well.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You could cash in double time if you got the smoker as well later on, rolling into next year. Or maybe you could even get the $25 co-op gift card, or maybe even the $100 co-op gift card, right? Either one of those, that would be a fantastic take home for sure.
Absolutely.
The Fox FM app lets you tell us about the songs you love anytime.
Go ahead, give it a shot.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
She may be warm out there today with a high of 5 degrees, but it is going to get real gusty, up to 45 kilometer per hour winds. It's going to be breezy once you step outside the door, very noticeably. And today we're talking about whether you actually wrap your gifts or throw them into a gift bag. What do you do, Reader?
Usually I will wrap them. If there's not a way to wrap them, that's when I'll go to the gift bag.
If it's like, kind of an irregular shape.
Yeah, and I can't find a way to properly pack it. Like, quite often, if something is a weird shape, I'll be able to find a box or something to put it in, and I'll be able to wrap it up. But sometimes you just can't, and you try to improvise, it just doesn't work, and you end up saying, ah, the heck with it, and I'll get a gift bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That just makes it easier. I'm just lazy, and I throw it into a gift bag, right? But whenever I do wrap a gift, I feel accomplished. But then, it's too much for my brain to handle sometimes, and I end up messing up folds, and I'm starting back from square one by the time I'm folding and taping everything back together. So that's what we're wondering this morning. Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699, or you can call us as well. Do you use a gift bag, or do you use the good old gift wrap? Can't go wrong with either or.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader and I can't help ourselves but to sing that entire song in studio.
I'm not going to lie, I may have voted a few times for that one.
Hey, so did I. It's honestly a great song, and I always throw it on. It's in my Christmas playlist that I listen to around the house.
I'm not going to lie, when Paul McCartney played in Regina back in, I believe it was 2014, when went and saw him there at Old Mosaic.
Oh, yeah.
I was probably the only person at that concert in the middle of August that was hoping he would play Wonderful Christmas Time.
Hey, I'm sure there are people, though, that wouldn't be opposed to hearing that song in mid-August, because it's such a great song to listen to.
It's such a kind of fun, goofy song that just puts a smile on my face whenever I hear it.
Oh, exactly. I think that's every Christmas song, and you can vote for Christmas songs in Fox FM On Demand at foxfmonline.ca or using the app now.
CFGWFM.
Take us on a road trip with more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So I texted Mom yesterday, told her to look for a picture of me horrified sitting with Santa. Couldn't find one. She looked through every single album, couldn't find one. So I kind of just took the liberty of fixing one of the ones that my mom did send me.
Yes.
And I look a little better on that one. You can check it out on our Facebook page and our other socials.
You look very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I do. I'm a little shocked there. I don't know what's in the treat bag. That's what's freaking me out. And also, my arm's broken in that picture as well.
And you're comparatively sized kind of like a ventriloquist dummy with a small body and a big head.
So he's like using me as a puppet in a way.
He's like, I love Christmas. My name is Avery and Christmas is very good.
Well, if you got a horrifying Santa snapshot, you can also send them to us at 306-783-3699. They could be of your kids or of yourself as well.
Looks like Santa's giving you a lunch that you're not that thrilled with.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fish sandwich or something like that.
Something that you're just disgusted by.
Oh, yeah. No, but yeah, you can send us your scary Santa snapshots. Once again, we're looking for those entries as we're handing out a $25 co-op gift card each and every week. And that grand prize of $100 co-op gift card.
We want to see him.
Hope you set your alarm sooner so you can scrape your windows. Unlike Avery and Reader.
I live, but I never learn.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Reader, you couldn't really eat yesterday.
No, I had to go for some blood work yesterday, just some kind of routine stuff, and I had to fast before I went in for it. So I had to go about 12 to 14 hours without food or drink before I went in to get that done. So it was like 9 or 10 o'clock on Monday night when I had last had something to eat. And I couldn't even really have anything to wet my whistle because you weren't even supposed to necessarily drink much water or anything yesterday. So by the time work was coming to an end, I was getting a little hangry. I was able to zip over to the hospital, get in and out within a few minutes, which was nice. A shout out to everybody there. And then I went and got myself some lunch, a big old plate of pasta to celebrate being able to eat again, and I devoured it.
Was ever a point where your stomach was just like, I am not a fan of this, hurry it up already?
Fortunately, I wasn't quite to that point. It was more just the mental, like, I'm getting hungry and I need something to eat now.
Oh, man, that's so rough.
Fortunately, my stomach wasn't all in knots or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, grumbling at you a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I have heard stories of people having to do that for surgery, and it's a rough go as well for that. But, I think if I ever had to do that, I'd probably go to the nearest burger stop and just get, like, three and go hard for the next several
hours. I remember there's been the odd time where I've had to do it, and I inadvertently forgot I was having to fast. And then it's like, oh, well, I can eat now, but I guess I better push everything back a day and redo my fast.
Yeah, so restart it all over again. Well, if you've ever had to fast, let us know on the text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Do you use gift bags or gift wrap when it comes to preparing presents? Which one do you prefer? And we've got a ton of comments on our Facebook page and a few texts sent in as well. Angie Leo said that she uses gift wrap, and just makes things a lot better, and makes it a little bit more sweet in a way. You definitely have a little bit more of a rewarding feeling when you finish wrapping a gift.
Yeah, Crystal, she said for Christmas she uses wrapping paper. For everything else, she'll use gift bags. Judy says she uses both. Thomas said he uses both depending on how cheap he feels. I've been there.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, I'll just wrap it myself.
Just wrap it, yeah.
And sometimes if I want to splash out, I'll get the gift bag.
Get the gift bag. I always do reuse any gift bags that I get for my gifts. Any gift bags that I get that I use to haul at home, I will put them all together and I will reuse them for the next year.
Yeah.
And that's what my family always did. They have like 20 gift bags from four kids and you can just reuse them each and every single year, right? Just makes it so much easier than you're not buying them every single Christmas it comes around. But let us know, do you prefer gift bags or gift wrap? 306-783-3699. You can also give us a ring.
Your smart speaker works better with the Fox FM skill for Amazon's Alexa.
Get it now in the App Store.
Down to the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Could see some pretty gusty winds out there, but after the snowfall yesterday, if you didn't clean your driveway or the deck, the warmer weather might take care of it just for you, because 5 degrees, pretty warm for this time of year.
Might make it a little soggy out there.
Yeah.
Everything will sort of half melt. It'll probably warm up enough to melt, you know, half of what we got, but still it'll be half frozen, half water.
Exactly. And then, yeah, it's going to freeze later on tonight, and then we're going to have slippery sidewalks and slippery driveways and maybe some slippery steps coming down the deck, so make sure you salt those pathways for yourself so you're not starting off your day tomorrow with a rough slip in the morning. That would be pretty rough.
Fun.
No, that's always a I need to go back and crawl into bed and restart my day type moment.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And it is the first day of December. Man, 2021 really flew by, and we're only 1 month away from the next year.
From 2022 already, yeah. And I don't know. Now that December's here, there's something about the calendar flipping over that just makes me feel more Christmassy.
It definitely does. Once you get to December 1st, you definitely get the Christmas vibes. I put out the Christmas decorations this past weekend, said that many times. And yeah, it gave me a Christmas feel. Been listening to Christmas music kind of around the house here and there. And yeah, I'm starting to feel holly jolly for this time of year, which is great. But yeah, December 1st definitely puts the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, November doesn't feel, even if there's snow on the ground, November just doesn't feel like Christmas. But once December hits.
Yeah, when there's snow on the ground in November, it just feels like an early winter. That's all it feels like.
CFGW FM.
Our Netflix password is more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And you can help teens and other youngsters get into the Christmas spirit with the Swan Valley Toys for You drive.
Yes, indeed. We want to make sure that everybody has something to unwrap under the tree this year, and this is where we can all come together and help out Swan Valley Toys for You. They're collecting donations of new unwrapped toys for, as Avery mentioned, the kids ranging from newborn right up to 18 years of age. And if you want to make a donation, there are any number of locations that you can drop them off at, including Work World, Red Apple, Pizza Place, Why Not Johnny's, the Timberland Inn, Quick Stop, the Town of Swan River Office, the Benito Country Store and Food Store, Minnetonka's Home Hardware, and the Town Office.
So go make your donation.
Reader's hair is more salt than pepper now, which is tough since he has to watch his blood pressure.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
When it comes to getting gifts ready, a big part about it is getting the gifts wrapped. And sometimes you use bags or you use gift wrap. Which one do you prefer? Angela Scriver says she uses bags for the adults, but paper for the kids. The kids gotta love the wrapping paper because they can just rip it to shreds and throw it all over the room.
Just dive into the big pile of wrapping paper like it's a pile of leaves in the yard.
Exactly. And you always have the dad move of going around the room, grabbing all the paper, the wrapping paper, and tossing it into a garbage bag after.
Gotta keep the bows, though. You can reuse the bows.
You can reuse the bows. You gotta keep those around.
Yeah, Bonnie, she said, it depends on the gift, but also who it's for. Some people like opening up a wrapped present better.
Oh, yeah.
True. It's nice to tear into something.
It's a little bit more satisfying in a way where you can hear the whoosh, whoosh.
The best part is if you get a present that comes with not only wrapping paper, but then you open it up and there's bubble wrap inside.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get the double whammy of tearing into the wrapping paper, and you get to pop the bubble wrap.
That always makes it so much fun.
That's two gifts in one.
That is a bang, bang. You might as well be playing with the wrapping paper and the bubble wrap rather than the actual gift that you just got.
It's kind of like when we're babies, when we're more interested in the boxes and the paper than what's actually in the box.
Exactly. That's always how it works.
CFGWFM, it's pronounced more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Earlier this morning, off mic, Avery and I, we were talking that, you know, the Tim Biebs have arrived. We said, maybe we should get some of those and try them out. And then almost as if on cue, speaking of cue, Eddie Q walks in with a pack of Tim Biebs and says, hey guys, check it out.
Yeah, I got like a pack of 10 because that was the smallest they had. So I figured I'll share them with you guys and see what you think. And hey, it's awesome that you guys thought the same thing though.
It's all coming together.
So all right.
Three kinds.
Yes, we got three kinds, and we all agreed on the first one. What is it, Reader?
The first one we were going to try, the sour cream chocolate chip.
All right.
Shall we give it a shot?
Let's give her a shot.
Let's do it.
That's pretty good. Really good.
Everybody just hearing us eating Timbits on the air, but yeah. They are so good.
You can't help it. You got to give it a try.
My goodness.
There's lots to chew through, though.
Very much recommend that one.
Yeah, that one. 100%. That one's probably number one for me so far.
So far, out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you guys powered that back quickly.
I took one small bite. I only ate half of my Timbit, is kind of a shock in being a Canadian.
I powered it down, man. Yeah,
okay. So the next one we got, the birthday cake waffle.
That one sounds good.
Smells cinnamony.
Yeah, very cinnamony.
Tastes cinnamony, too. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, because this is the birthday cake Timbit, but they added stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my favorite Timbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ma'am.
Hmm.
They taste like Dunkaroos. Like
That's exactly what it tastes like.
It tastes like old Dunkaroo dip.
I haven't had Dunkaroos forever.
That's why I like this so much.
That was what kids traded for every single day at school.
Yeah, the rainbowy birthday cake one.
I will give you my entire lunch kit for Dunkaroos.
And I will say one thing I appreciate about something that's birthday cake, it's not covered in sprinkles.
No.
Yes. I may be one of the few people on earth that does not like sprinkles.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
They're just too hard to bite through and chew through. It's like, just...
That's fair.
Let me get to the Timbit, right?
Shall we try the third one?
Yes. And this one is, Reader?
The chocolate white fudge.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay, that is good.
That one's very solid, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Reader likes that one, eh?
Yeah, I do like that one.
Mm. All right, so we did a whole taste test of three different Timbits on the air. All of them were pretty good. I gotta say the birthday cake one's my favorite.
Yeah, I can't say that I like any one more than the others. They're all good. I think if I had to pick one, though, I do like the white chocolate fudge.
That chocolate fudge, eh?
Yeah, I like the sour cream one. That one.
Yeah. So we each liked a different one.
Well, now everybody gets to know exactly how they taste and what they should expect.
And Bieber's Timbit skills on point. He helped to come up with these, and I got to give him kudos.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.